Devotionals just in time. Isaiah chapter 58 verses 10 through 11. Do not leave anything hidden. Living in darkness with hidden secrets is like being in darkness. Everything that doesn't come to light brings curses into our life. The Bible tells us that those who cover their sin will never prosper. We can try over and over again. We can try to get projects ahead, but we can never really see the results we want to achieve. Everything that is in darkness, everything that is hidden, will not allow us or not allow for you to move forward. It will be like a stone in the shoe. Maybe you can say, if I bring it to light, if everyone finds out about my secrets, everything would fall apart. My marriage would end, my children would leave me, people would start to see me in a different way. Maybe those situations can occur, but you have not thought about the advantages. Whenever you decide to bring out all to the light, whenever you expose it to the truth, you are showing a real repentance. God will be willing to sponsor you. God is always willing to sponsor those who want to start over. And to start over, it is necessary to let go. It is necessary to expose ourselves to His light. It is necessary to come before Him and to be sincere, transparent, confess our sins, so that we are free. Jesus himself said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. However, it seems that it costs us, because it makes it easier for us to continue treasuring and saving those uncomfortable situations or those sins that we have been carrying over and over again. And they have become such a heavy load that they do not let us carry on, because we consider that we could never get up from it. And well, you are right about something. You will not be able to get up by yourself. But when you look at heaven and run to God, He is right there to help you get up, to give you the strength you need, and He will always be willing to help you out. There is a word that is in Isaiah chapter 58 from verse 9. It says, lift the heavy yoke of oppression. Stop pointing fingers and spreading malicious rumors. Feed the hungry and help those in distress. Then your light will shine forth from darkness, and the darkness that surrounds you will be so radiant as noon. The Lord will guide them continuously. Look at this, how wonderful. Will give them water when they are thirsty, and will restore their strength. They will be like a well-watered garden, like a natural spring that never dries up. This is the result, but for this to arrive, for us to see the glory of God in each one of our trials and difficulties, for us to see the hand of the Lord manifesting, the first thing that has to happen in us is a true repentance. You can keep turning around in the same place and letting situations go by again and again, but you will not have peace in your heart. You may tell me, but I have repented, but I always come back and fall again. Now, I want to make something very clear. Well, actually, two very important things. First of all, in our own strength, there are situations from which we will never be able to get out by just willing. We will not be able to achieve that because there is something that is in our nature, that we are born with it, that is called sin. And sin is spiritual. It will always induce us to do things that are not pleasing to the Lord. It will always lead us to the bad, to the dark, to what catches our curiosity. As an example, let me give you this. From a young age, the child is always following his curiosity, which is leading him to do things that are not right, to dangerous places. Due to his innocence, he will not be able to see there is danger there. But when an adult sees it, begins to scold him and tell him not to do this, not to touch this or not to touch that, we know that the consequences are not going to be very good, and we have to take care of him. Then a child suddenly sees a power outlet and sees the two or three holes, and he wants to put his fingers in there, maybe just to experiment. Now, he's a baby, right? But don't we do about the same to experience new things in life? And God is speaking to us. He's telling us we might be hurt. Sometimes we think that the commandments are there to ruin our life. to ruin our plan, to ruin our party, to make our life boring. That the signs that come along the way, such as, for example, to be careful about certain decisions and situations, we think that the Lord does not want us to be happy. Or like that this is like the father or mother when they forbid their children to go out because they know that the place where they want to go and with whom they want to go is dangerous and will hurt their lives. We think that it is not like that. We are always condemning those that help us. And we are always refusing advice because we want to experiment. And in the end, when we ignore it, the consequences come. Now, why does that happen to us? Because there is a seed with which we came, with which we were born, called sin. So there will always be a tendency in man to be evil and to do evil. Curious to do things in the dark where nobody can see us. The second thing I want to tell you, well, that is why in our own strength it will cost us. We will not be able to live sin on our own. We need God. He is the light that can destroy all darkness. And second, do not think that a little regret is really a true repentance. Listen. Listen. You can do something and you can feel bad for whatever you did. Yes. You can do something and feel bad for that. But that feeling of regret does not bring a change in us. It was just a little pain that you felt at the moment, and you promised that you would not do it again. But the following week, you went back and did it again and again. That is called remorse, but not repentance, because it does not lead you to make the decision to let go, to drop that sin that is there. You leave cherishing it over and over again. Although you complain and say that it is not right, I am talking about simple things, but also about big things, because among other things, a lie or a murder is the same for God. It is defined as sin, as missing the target, as getting away from God. God doesn't want that for your life. So don't think that this is the life that God gave you. God gave us life, but we decided how to live it. Whenever we are far from the source, away from Him, we will always make the wrong decisions. We deviate from the path, but He's always with open arms waiting for you, ready to help you. But instead, you keep thinking you will be able to do it on your own, or you just got used to live like that. You are living in adultery and don't know the way out. You are about to lose your wife. You are going to lose your children. Woman, you are going to lose your husband, your children. You are going to end up alone. And after that, you will end up with your hands on your head, wondering, when did it all happen? The Bible says that man himself has condemned himself because he has loved darkness more than light, because his deeds are evil. My beloved friends, if you ask me what you need to do so that the Lord will always shepherd you, so that He guides you, so that in the times of drought He satisfies your soul, you have true delight, you can enjoy true peace, and you can be healed, restored, raised, you need God. You do not need more. You need to make a decision. You are one step away, a decision. You only need to cry out to God. Recognize your condition and ask Him to forgive you, cleanse you, help you, save you, and only you can do it. I can pray for you, but that is a cry that must come from your heart, the desire to change and to be restored, to be free. You can ask at any time. You can get on your knees and say, Lord, I'm tired of this life. Take me to the life that you have for me. Show me the way. The worst thing you can do is letting time go, because time by itself does nothing. But when time is used by God, it brings true fruit, a peaceful fruit. Yes, perhaps when you confess what you had hidden, perhaps many will be surprised and shocked. But remember that God will be there to lift you up and restore all things. You will have to be patient and wait for some time. But right there, God will strengthen and restore you everything that sin and darkness destroyed. It is up to you to make the decision, and today is the time. You know that the Holy Spirit has been disturbing your mind and your heart, telling you, this is the time, this is the moment. Do not let it pass, because if you do not confess, you should know there is nothing that will stay hidden and nothing that will not be manifested. And what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for that to happen? You should make the decision today and trust the Lord. Make it in your room or wherever you are. Pray. Cry out to God, and then go home or go to your place of work and ask for forgiveness. Do not fool yourself. Bring it to the light. Expose yourself to the truth and set yourself free. Today is the time. Do not fool yourself. Do not love darkness more than light, because in the end, you may say, now I'm fine. Nobody has discovered me, and this has helped me. I'm fine. This is what the enemy wants for you to think. But when everything comes to light and the truth comes out, it will hit you harder. Now is the time. Listen to me. Today is the day. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you for your truth. To expose us to your truth is life. To expose us to your truth, Lord, is health. To expose us to your light is to be cleansed, and to release that burden of sin that does not let us move forward. Today I pray that these words are engraved in each heart, and that those who are afraid and do not dare can make the decision today to be free, to confess. And there you surround them, strengthen and lift them up. Lord, in the name of Jesus, that this word came just in time for home to be restored, for lives to be reached by you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you. Remember, God always arrives just in time. I invite you to follow me on my social networks. There you find me on Instagram, and each of them as Pastor Elias HC, one word. And I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can enjoy all our programs and each devotional. Give you subscribe on YouTube, Just in Time Devotionals. Blessings.